Welcome to Union City Radio for Thursday, October 8th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Library of Congress cafeteria workers marched on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday to demand extension of their recall rights and health insurance. Since being laid off at the start of the pandemic, workers at IL Creations at the Library of Congress, members of Unite Here Local 23, have fought for both the extension of their employer-based health insurance as well as recall rights to their jobs when it is safe to return. As the stakes continue to get higher, said Local 23, we are also continuing to fight for the renewal of federal employment benefits. On today's labor calendar, tune in at 1 o'clock today right here on WPFW for this week's edition of Your Rights at Work, when we'll talk to D.C. City Council candidates Ed Lazier and Janice Lewis-George. Plus, live from the U.K., we'll chat with Jamie Woodcock about his brand new books, Marks at the Arcade. Find out more at dclabor.org. Click on Calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1871, 30 of the city's 185 firefighters were injured battling the Great Chicago Fire, which burned for 3 days. Today's labor quote is by Lech Walesa, the leader of the Polish Union Solidarity. On this date in 1982, the Polish government banned the Solidarity Union and all other labor organizations. Lech Walesa, who said, "He who puts out his hand to stop the wheel of history will have his fingers crushed." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
oh, union.
Well, yeah, the union,
oh, union.
Will be.